Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Returning to the program is Jason Zickerman. He's the president and CEO of the Alternative Board. The board creates, manages, and facilitates advisory boards in communities throughout the U.S., comprised of local business owners, presidents, and CEOs who co-run non-competing businesses. It's a fascinating model. Every month, the members of these boards meet, and they're led by an executive coach in each case, to share their experiences, engage in problem solving for each other's businesses and challenges, all a very unique, fully confidential setting that the Alternative Board facilitates. Jason Zickerman, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you.
Always great to have you, Jason. You've got your ear to the ground because you're dealing with franchisees who in turn are dealing with CEOs across America. Still, we're coming, and for those listening in the long tail, we're sitting together in December of 2010. It's not over yet. The economy still, while beginning to show some signs of recovery, has still done its damage. What are you hearing? What are you seeing as you talk to both your franchisees and also the CEOs that they serve?
Well, you're right. It's not over. And although there is definite signs that the economy is improving, the damage that has been done to the business owners in the last, say, 24 months was really severe. So they're still sitting in a raft full of water. They're floating, but they're taking the water out with a Dixie cup, so to speak. So it's still a pretty hard fight for the business owner. Although they're seeing signs of improvement, but they're still having to make decisions with fewer people, smaller credit lines. So many of the issues that they're working on with more limited resources, but yet they have more things they have to do. So their attitude is improving, which is helping a great deal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they're not still struggling with what has occurred for the last 2 years.
All right, and there's a few levels to this we can parse into it. Let's take the banking piece. Much has been said about the banking sector, community banks versus the big, you know, city banks and Banks of America of the world. What are you hearing in terms of, let's say, the ability of mid-size or smaller businesses to get credit facilities in place?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. At the end of the day, the reality is it is more difficult to get money from the banks than it used to be. Now, with that being said, I do want you to realize that a lot of the people are hearing how difficult it is, so they're not even reaching out to certain banks.
Yeah.
Because there are loans being made, but the reputation is that they're just not lending is prohibiting people from actually getting involved and learning how to get access to money.
Right. The news itself. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So if I was to leave anybody with anything, yes, it's tougher to get money. It's not impossible to get money. So figure out the process, get engaged with different banks, and find out what is happening and what you need to do.
Okay, excellent. Now, the internal part of the operations, you and I talked about this a little bit offline when we spoke a couple weeks back. There is a morale issue. How does a CEO as a leader of their company continue to keep people engaged in the overarching mission of their company? Not easily done when the job market is scarce and there might be some fear in the air.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think that, you know, there's been studies done right now that if you were to interview all employees in all companies, you would probably see at least 30% of your employees, they would choose to go someplace different if they had a choice.
Wow.
That's a big statement.
Wow.
The fact is, most of us have employees here who don't want to be here. And if they could, they would leave. So what's happening now is CEOs need to start looking at themselves and saying, am I truly leading? And now more than ever, leadership is critical to have them see what is going on within the business, how we're going to get through it, why we're making progress, what the horizon has in store for them, what each of the individual employees can do to truly make a difference to bring this company to a positive place on the other side of this economy. And that's what's really super important. I mean, you have to look at it in a couple of ways. Most companies, or I should say at least a great many companies, been through layoffs. They haven't given any raises. for a couple of years. This is a tough thing. I mean, at first you'd see your employees saying, "Ah, I didn't get laid off. I'm very fortunate." And then a reality sets in that they're expected to do more, work harder, and not get rewarded financially for that. That eventually gets old. So you need to try to lead through it. But if you can't lead your people through because the damage is done to these individuals, you just have to bite the bullet and replace these individuals. Because the unemployment market is so high, there are a ton of people who do not carry the baggage that so many of our existing employees may be carrying. So they either flip the switch because you try to lead into a different day, or you bring in a team that doesn't carry the same weight.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Jason Zickerman. He's the CEO of The Alternative Board. That website is www.thealternativeboard.com, just like it sounds. Jason, wanted to talk a little bit about revenues, the external, the consumer side of this. I'm guessing that your business owners in the franchisees in these groups across America are in a variety of different kinds of businesses. Some are B2B, some are manufacturing, some are B2C. If you can give us, kind of parse that out a little bit, and are we seeing consumers spend? I guess that's the question.
Yes. I mean, we're definitely starting to see an increased spending. The decision process or the time frame is taking a little bit longer to close the business. We have reached a point now where many companies are saying, I have to invest. I have to do something different to move forward. So we're seeing that. We're seeing decisions of strategic nature being made on a regular basis. For our members, because we're working with them in a strategic manner on a regular basis, they have a far greater optimistic outlook than what you're hearing on the TV.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I think so. But it kind of really makes sense because they're proactive in being very strategic about their business and thinking about the pros, the cons, and how to do something effectively. So I think that the people who are most engaged in their business are feeling more optimistic. It's those of us who are still sitting there waiting for the things to just get better without a very proactive plan and strategy that are sitting here getting knocked around still and will continue to for quite some time.
With an eye on being proactive rather than reactive to the environment and adaptive at the same time, I would guess that you're seeing in your vibrant community of CEOs sort of what I'll call an increased engagement just because of the crisis. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. I was just speaking not too long ago to a bunch of CEOs, and those of us who have, because of the challenge that we're in, who have now had to, either by necessity or by choice, gone deep in their business. They're finding things that they haven't been doing because they kind of just lost it. The things that got them there are no longer being done. And so they're seeing themselves get completely re-engaged in a different level and are finding a great amount of opportunity, I should say, to improve their business because now that they're getting much more micro into certain areas to see what's happening, they're seeing that there's a tremendous amount of things that they can do to improve.
Love it. Now, with the alternative boards, it'd be good for our listeners that are not familiar. Tell us a little bit about the format. How do these boards work? What's the frequency of meetings? How are meetings conducted, et cetera?
Sure. It's a format of non-competing business owners who get together on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, to sit in a format of an alternative to a board of directors. So there's a facilitated meeting where each business owner presents challenges and opportunities about their business. And the collective experience of the other non-competing business owners presents insight, questions, ideas, thoughts, relationships to help them move their business or their decisions forward in a strategic manner, not just a tactical manner.
Yeah.
In addition, they meet with a facilitator who's a very, very seasoned, experienced business person to work and coach them to work them on their business through their strategic plan, to really put them in motion that what they're doing is working on the business and not just in it. And it helps them stay strategic rather than tactical because all of us know, as a small medium sized business owner, we could be firefighters 24/7 if we allow ourselves to be.
Oh, yeah.
This is a process that allows us to be really engaged in a much more proactive, strategic manner.
Unbelievable. Well, great work you're doing. Jason Zickerman has been joining us. The Alternative Board is the company. Fascinating model, support system for CEOs and entrepreneurs across America. You've got, 300 or so franchisees. Is that right, Jason?
So around that, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact number, but and we're in the U.S., we're in the U.K., we're in Canada, we're in South America, and soon to be in Germany. So it's
An
exciting time.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I actually had that wrong. You are a global company now. The website, again, www.thealternativeboard.com is the website, The Alternative Board. Jason, as always, thanks for joining us on the program, and we'll look forward to future appearances.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.